Hello, my name is Latoya, calling back from customer support. How can I assist you on today?
Yes, Latoya. My name is Deborah Poland, and I had canceled the account that I have, and I have a cancellation number, but I need to go a little bit further with that.
Oh, you need to go to the fraud department?
Well, I've already done that with my bank.
Oh, okay.
But I need to get a request a refund for all of the different charges. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 charges that initiated from this process.
Okay, well, if you will provide me your zip code, I'll pull your account and take a look at it.
Okay, it's 47905. And your name again, please?
Latoya. Okay, it's not pulling up on that. So let me see if it's pulling up on your number. Give me just a minute. Just trying to see if I can find your account.
Well, I canceled the account on November 21st.
Yeah, well, it would still be in here even if it was canceled. Your information and stuff would still be in.
Okay, thank you.
All right, and verify that address for security purposes.
5815 East 200 North Lafayette, Indiana, 47905.
All right, I'm just waiting on it to stop circling, and then I can pull your account. So you say you've already disputed this with your bank?
I did, but they asked me to call and further process a little bit further on this because I want to request a refund.
Okay, so just give me a moment. I'm waiting on to stop circling. Can't see what's going on. Now, if there's a dispute already filed with your bank and it's already documented on your account, if your bank has not, if you've already closed it out, once your bank has gotten the dispute, we can't touch your account anymore after that.
Yeah, I understand that.
Okay, let's see. So, let's see. Couple of things. Let me look up the notes. Hang on just for a moment, Ms. Deborah, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much, Ms. Davis, for patiently waiting. I do apologize for that. So you would have to actually have the bank to call back to us with you on the line so that there we'll know there's not been a dispute or it's been dropped, and then we can fully refund.
Let me just be clear. I need to have the bank on the line with me as a three-party call to speak with customer service there.
Yes, ma'am. And if they can if they tell us that there is no dispute being there, the dispute's been dropped, then we can go ahead and refund. But we would have to have the bank on.
Okay, I will call my contact then.
Okay, thank you so much for calling customer support. You have a wonderful holiday.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.